From Washington, this is VOA News. Hosni Mubarak acquitted of 2011 charges, at least five killed and several injured in an attack in Kabul. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Former President Hosni Mubarak was acquitted in a retrial of the case that originally accused him of responsibility for the deaths of protesters during the 2011 revolution that ended his rule in Egypt. Edward Uranian has more for VOA from Cairo.
Supporters of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak applauded after Judge Mohamed Rashidi declared him innocent. The landmark case was a retrial of charges first brought against Mubarak in 2011, alleging he was responsible for the deaths of 239 protesters during the uprising that overthrew him. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Egyptian police have used tear gas and water cannon against more than 1,000 protesters upset with the acquittal of former President Mubarak. Mubarak was also acquitted of corruption charges but will remain in a prison hospital while he serves a 3-year sentence on an earlier conviction for embezzlement. Afghan officials say two civilians and three Taliban attackers have died in an assault on a foreign guest house in Kabul. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui.
There was a house belonging to an international NGO that came under the attack. The police came to the area and tried to kill these attackers. So luckily, two of them were killed. One was able to explode the explosives.
Security forces rescued eight people who were held hostage during the attack, six Afghans and two foreigners. More on these stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Istanbul, continuing his 3-day visit to Turkey. The pontiff visited important religious sites ahead of talks with the head of the Orthodox Christian Church as part of reunification efforts. The pope started his 2-day visit to Istanbul, visiting the Sultan Ahmed Mosque, also known as the Blue Mosque. He was guided by Istanbul's chief mufti, who recited Quranic verses about the Virgin Mary. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has vowed to not leave any stone unturned in tracking down the terrorists who attacked a mosque, killing more than 80 worshippers and wounding at least 100 others. Mr. Jonathan issued a statement Saturday urging Nigerians not to despair in this moment of great trial in the nation's history and remain united to confront the common enemy. A series of explosions followed by gunfire outside the crowded central mosque in Kano struck just after the start of Friday prayers. Taiwan's prime minister has resigned after his pro-China ruling party suffered a worse defeat than anticipated in island-wide local elections. Premier Jiang Yihua told a news conference Saturday that he takes responsibility for the Nationalist Party's heavy losses. The results indicate voters are unhappy with President Ma Jingzhou and his pursuit of stronger ties with mainland China. The losses could hurt the Nationalist Party's odds of holding on to the presidency in 2016. In Taipei, the race for mayor was won by Ko Wen-ji, a candidate backed by the chief opposition party, the Democratic Progressive Party. Arab League foreign ministers have met in extraordinary session to hear Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas discuss developments in the Palestinian territories and Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem. Saturday's meeting follows weeks of unrest in the Holy City, which has spread across the occupied West Bank and Arab communities in Israel. Arab League discussions centered on the timing of the move for Palestinian statehood and for a hypothetical Israeli withdrawal from the territories it occupies. Russia has successfully tested a new submarine-launched intercontinental missile designed to carry nuclear warheads. The defense ministry in Moscow said the Boleva missile was launched Friday from a nuclear submarine cruising below the surface of the Barents Sea in the Arctic. The ministry said the missile's test payload reached its destination on the Kamchatka Peninsula in the Russian Far East. Protests continued in the U.S. following a grand jury decision not to charge a white police officer who killed an unarmed black teenager in the state of Missouri after a street confrontation. Saturday marks the start of a 7-day march organized by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. More on these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.